Thank you, Margaret. Our final news stories include an Olympic hopeful on the road to recovery and some major changes to our health service. But first, 180 jobs could go at a city call centre.
Insurance company workers in Norwich have been left in shock after an industry giant announced proposals to shut a call centre in the city, as well as 84 branches nationwide. At least 180 workers at Swinton Insurance Rosary Road call centre have been told their jobs are at risk, with the firm planning to axe, in total, about 900 jobs across the country. The shake-up could see the Norwich call centre, which employs 183 staff, combine with the firm's head office and contact centre in Manchester, where it plans to invest £45 million in digital technology. It said the changes to the branch network were necessary as more than 90% of its customers now bought insurance online or over the phone. The firm said it had entered a 45-day consultation with the staff affected by the proposals and would aim to relocate them to other parts of the company if possible. Swinton Chief Executive Giles Norman said, "We are reshaping our distribution model to ensure that we are continuing to meet the changing needs of our customers in an efficient and way." Swinton, which is part of the French mutual insurance group, Covéa, currently employs about 3,000 people in the UK, meaning roughly a third of its workforce is likely to go. The proposals follow a separate closure programme last year, which saw 130 branches axed. Swinton said the branches to be closed would be chosen according to location and customer use.
A Norwich taxi driver needs facial surgery after being punched in the face during a brutal assault when he rejected someone's request for a ride. Abdullah Sal was attacked and his car was kicked when he told a woman he operated on a pre-booked only basis and could not accept casual trade. He said the woman started to swear at him and her partner and then launched the physical attack outside Norwich railway station. Mr. Sal, 36, from Cossey, drives for private hire firm ABC Taxis and was at the station to collect a customer. He was left with a black eye and will need surgery to have his nose reset following the incident.
A teenage cycling sensation, an Olympic hopeful, has got back to winning ways just days after undergoing a major operation for a heart problem which could have ended her career. Sophie Wright, who is 18, from Horsford, near Norwich, won a national mountain bike event at the weekend just 12 days after undergoing 5 hours of keyhole surgery to correct an abnormal heart rhythm. The Helston High School sixth form student came home 5 minutes ahead of her nearest rival in the contest in Berkshire in a remarkable comeback to the saddle. Miss Wright, a rising star in the Team GB cycling team and junior Olympic programme, said she was delighted with the result, following the painstaking operation which could have left her cycling dreams in tatters had it gone wrong. She said it was brilliant. It was just good to get back to racing and the racing scene. Miss Wright, who'll take part in a World Junior Series event at Hadley Park in Essex next month before competing in the World Championship events in Australia and Norway later this year, said she was overwhelmed. Surgery had been successful. "Over the past 2 years, I've had this abnormal heart rhythm, which sometimes randomly happens when I'm on my bike. It's a palpitation where my maximum heart rate goes up to about 256 a minute, where my usual maximum is around 180 to 190. Miss Wright initially went for an operation at Papworth Hospital in January, but had to return on April the 11th for intricate surgery after the problem was found to be in a more difficult place than was first thought.
A quirky new gift shop opening in Norwich will feature a dance floor and DJ decks for customers. Jampot is moving into the former Ward and Wright footwear shop on Timber Hill after it closed in February this year. The new shop is the brainchild of John and Sam Neild and is the couple's first venture into retail. Mr. Neild, 46, said that it would stock unusual gifts and vintage upcycled furniture from the 1950s, 60s and 70s. But it is the inclusion of a dance floor and DJ turntables which will make the shop stand out. We have a set of DJ decks from the 1970s with some vinyls for people to play in the shop, and we will have a painted dance floor, Mr. Neild said. I'm not sure how many people will actually use it, but it's a bit quirky. The shop is due to open on June the 5th and will sell everything from retro record players to novelty doormats.
More mums giving birth at home, merging services between three Norfolk hospitals and treating more patients in the community. These are among the first details revealed of how a revolution sweeping through the region's NHS will affect patients. Health chiefs in Norfolk and Waveney have earmarked £300 million of savings between now and 2021 as the cash squeeze tightens and demand for services increases. They have also come up with £150 million of proposal investment under their Sustainability and Transformation Plan, that's STP. The savings plan was first published in November after being approved by the Department of Health. It reveals there would need to be massive savings over the next 5 years from our NHS, which would mean the way patients are treated would have to radically change. But until now, there's been no detail of what these changes might mean for patients. The main aim is to keep patients out of hospitals by expanding the community health and GP services. And this is how it affects three areas. First of all, care in the community. New centres would see a host of services under one roof, combining GPs with community services, pharmacists, mental health and social care. And other aims include improving the prevention, detection and management of major chronic illnesses, improving access and capacity to GP surgeries, as well as addressing the retention and recruitment of doctors. Rollout of an online 111 service where patients enter their symptoms and receive advice or a call back. A 7-day GP service. And in the hospitals, more services will be delivered to the community, including ear, nose and throat and dermatology, but some procedures could be cut if they're found to have limited clinical value. Health chiefs also hope 25% of births will be at home by 2021, rather than in maternity units. Other aims include more collaboration between the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, Galston's James Paget University Hospital, and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn. That could include efficiencies for radiology and cardiology. Combining back-office departments between hospitals, mental health services and community health services, and reducing emergency hospital admissions and cutting the length of time patients stay in hospital. And in the mental health area, more mental health provision would be provided at an early stage, including community-based treatment for children and young people. The aim is to reduce hospital use for people of all ages, and other aims include reducing the rise in the number of bed days spent out of area and increasing the recording of dementia and improving access to support.
The University of East Anglia, the UEA, has jumped two places in a national league table to secure its highest ranking to date. UEA rose two places to 12th position in the Complete University Guide league table, which measures 129 UK universities across 10 categories. It also ranks 70 subjects, and UEA appeared in the top 10 for 9 of the 35 subjects it offers. Vice-Chancellor Professor David Richardson said, "We're very proud to be ranked one of the UK's leading universities in this prestigious league table. The guide uses an extremely comprehensive set of measures, making the results a particularly gratifying reflection of the hard work of our staff and students alike."
Pupils from a Norwich school have created a children's storybook aimed at raising awareness of the decline in bees. The book, titled Hugo the Bee, has been created by a team of six pupils aged 16 and 17 from Norwich High School for Girls as part of the Young Enterprise Project. The book tells the story of a bee called Hugo who wanted to play in the park but is warned by his grandma to be careful as people are scared of them. It also includes a range of bee facts and recipes involving honey. The team decided it wanted to create a social enterprise that balanced making a difference to the community while still being a commercial success.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. Don't forget to keep listening at the end of this recording when you will have Let's Talk to enjoy. When you're finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk.